Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins this football season. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Omar Kelly is with us. Hello, O.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
Very good. Oh, do we have Omar's intro song? You know, we've forgotten to play that the last couple of weeks. Hold on. I want to get... We have so much going on this show. Do you have it, Solana? Fire that off. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. From the Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. From Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Sun Sentinel covers the fins, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Covers the fins, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Covers the fins, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Covers the fins. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Just got married, doo 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 doo. Sorry.
There you go.
Oh, my love.
You like that, right?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's catchy.
You're playing that probably my 3-year anniversary.
Right? Like at your 25th anniversary. It'd be just got married, doo 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 doo. That'd be great.
Did I ever tell you guys the reaction my wife had when she actually heard that?
I'm guessing she had to look at you longingly, because anybody that gets a song written about them on a radio station, probably that's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I might have got some that night. I'm not sure.
Hey.
NPR put out the survey about how sports writers have sex once a month. I'm like, man, I must be boosting the average for everybody. I'm at least a good 3 times a week.
Good for you, man.
Damn, Mo, that's a real thing. Sports writers don't get no nookie.
I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I live a different life than most of them. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Dolphins contingent. I think we get some action. We get some action. I can't speak for everybody.
Well, let's think about this. Hold on. Let's play this out. Joe Shad, is he married?
Oh, yeah, he's married. I think Joe's hitting, like, twice a week.
Yeah. Who else we got
He's got a pretty little wife, too.
Chris Perkins? Yes, Chris Perkins?
Perk got his lady in Minneapolis.
Got to live in.
Oh, yeah, we went to Vegas with them.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, so he's probably...
Oh, Safeed Dean ain't getting no booty.
Safeed Dean, he's bringing down the average, Omar?
Saf's bringing down the average, but I'm shopping for a nice one for him. I mean, Saf is a great guy. You know, we're trying to find some steady situation. It's a lot of man to love, but he's got a great personality.
Well, who else are we including in this?
Beasley's getting some action. He's got a baby.
He's married, right? He's married?
Yes, he's married. Mm-hmm.
Barry Jackson.
I don't remember Barry still married, but I think Barry's getting some action. Barry's getting some action.
Yeah, he just slides to the Hard Rock, grabs something real quick, head on home.
Yeah, Jack, that guy throws it down. What else you got? What else you got on the Dave Hyde? Are we including Dave Hyde?
He'll talk his way out of some sex.
Yeah, I think we got to include Dave. I mean, Dave's been married for a while, but I think there's still some action going on in there.
Huh. Well, sounds like you're right, that the Dolphins guys, you know, are probably bringing the average up.
I mean, yeah, I think we're bringing the average up. I don't know about every other city, but I think we're holding the average down now.
Now, my wife and I got
a young thing.
So he's probably
he's doing all right over
there. Yeah, because I'm celebrating my 22nd anniversary next week, and I'm good for at least 3 as well, 3 times a year.
We said week.
Oh, week? So. I'm sorry. I thought I was part of the club for a second. No, 3 times a year, and really, it takes me that long to recover. So if I go in October, I'm good again in February.
It's ridiculous. I don't think he's lying either.
Oh, I'm not lying.
Good grief.
Oh, goodness. Does it? Thank you for breaking down the Dolphins with us. We'll talk to you next week, Omar. No, is it? does it surprise you the Dolphins are underdogs on Sunday? I mean, they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They have one less loss than Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington has a brand new head coach.
They're at home.
And like, I mean, it's kind of shocking that they're underdogs. No.
No, it's not, because I think Vegas has been taking a beating on the Dolphins. From what I'm hearing from the gambling world, they are very uncomfortable with their inability to create a proper line for the Miami Dolphins. And supposedly they're taking a beating from people betting against the Dolphins. So I think this could be another bloodbath, because even though Washington just changed their coach and they've got what troubles me now is they've got some injuries on the offensive line. They might be playing without their two starting tackles. And if that's the case, it's going to be a hot mess in terms of both teams trying to lose that game. Not on purpose, wink, wink, but, on purpose.
And we were talking about it. We've been talking about it, all week, because, they call this the Tank Bowl. One of the teams are going to have the top pick.
Like, it's Tank Bowl 1. Tank Bowl 1.
Are we adjusting? Like, with the tackles, if the tackles are down or if Dieter has to move out, whatever it is, like, are they saying, hey, let's scheme this up differently. Let's jump into this formation. Let's go empty sometimes. Let's run a double reverse. Like, is Chad O'Shea, is Patrick Graham, are they really in the lab trying to figure out a winning game plan?
I don't think so. That would not be the way that when I go through and watch the film, it is the most vanilla stuff that I've ever seen from covering the Dolphins. And I kind of got upset today listening to Brian Flores. He answered a question about staying in the process and this and that. And it really angered me, because your process ain't working. I had to follow up and say, you haven't had a competitive game all year. You haven't scored a second half point all year. You have two touchdowns on the season, and you're talking about staying in the process. And his response was, well, maybe we need to change the process. And I'm like, damn right you need to change the process, because nothing you've done is working. And I will give them this. The offensive line, even though nobody will acknowledge it or pay it respect, they're actually improving. If I can actually say that and keep a straight face, it is improving, and I think it will improve with Webb as the left tackle and Jesse Davis moving to right tackle. And Braun solidifying that right guard spot, and Dieter getting more experience, I think the offensive line will improve, and that can help the entire offense improve. But they've got a long way to go before they can even call themselves a competitive team.
Omar Kelly is with us. Josh Rosen will remain the starter the rest of the year?
Yeah. Once you've made that change, you can't really go back unless there's an injury. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is fine with that. Ryan is – I see them every day. They're buddy-buddy. Ryan's mentoring him, helping him be the best quarterback that he can be. But what I would like to say to Dolphin fans out there is you need to look for some tangible, noticeable, acknowledgeable improvement from Josh Rosen. His statistics in every category is horrendous. And this isn't just this year. It was also last year. You put his quarterback rating together, and don't make excuses about the offensive line and drop balls, but he's below subpar. He's below backups in the league in terms of what he's delivering, and you have to have a higher execution from your quarterback position. Don't make excuses about, it's the line. Don't make excuses about, this pass is dropped on him, that pass is dropped on him. Every quarterback has line issues. Every quarterback has passes dropped on him. When he gets to the point where he's delivering 85 passer rating, they actually produce a win. Right now, he's at a 56 passer rating, and that's horrendous. Like, we would have run Ryan Tannehill out of town if he did that.
And Daniel Kilgore came out. There was a video of him. He looked a little testy. He looked a little upset. Is that Daniel? Is that one or two guys, or are you starting to feel the locker room just getting a little edgy?
They're not edgy yet. Crowd, I've been there when you were there.
0-12.
When things get a little tight, when the pressure is starting to mount, it's not there yet. But they hear what's happening. They hear what's going on. They know guys like me are coming in the locker room and saying, you better lose this game. And it's not because I disrespect you as a player or I disrespect what you got going on as a team, but – I'm sorry. You saw this team get just absolutely scrapped to the framework of the foundation, you know what's going on as an organization. And here's the problem I have. If you're going to go this length, why would you mess it up by pulling off a victory against one of the two teams that you cannot afford to beat? Like, you can next week, you can beat the Buffalo Bills. If you want to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, go on right ahead and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to beat the New York Jets and get some revenge against Adam Gase, go on right ahead. But the Washington Redskins and the Cincinnati Bengals, you better not beat, because they will end up with Tua and you will end up with a leftover.
Yeah, I think
is that what you want?
I think you're right on that one. You can't lose that one. Can't lose Cincinnati, right? Or can't win? Really, this land of opposites.
Hey, how does that work though? Is if the Dolphins have one loss or one win, so one loss. If the Dolphins have one win and the Redskins have one win, how does that work?
If they lost to the Redskins,
is it like a tiebreaker?
Then it's perfect.
It goes to strength of schedule first.
Before head-to-head?
Tiebreakers. Yeah, no, before head-to-head is strength of schedule.
Oh.
So, and right now the Dolphins have a better schedule than everybody else. So they need to lose. There's no bones about it. You have to lose, because I see the Dolphins as a two-win team. I see the Redskins as a two-win team, and I see the Cincinnati Bengals as a two-win team. You cannot help them by actually producing a loss for them. I mean, actually producing producing a loss for them. You have to let them beat you. You have to.
All right. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. We'd go longer with him, but it's time for him to have sex. He's on a tight schedule. And
that's later than night, man. That's later than night.
We'll see you, O.
All right. Love you guys.
Yes, I love it. I love it. That's my guy right there. Thank you, Omar. I appreciate that.
I get it.
Love that.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.